Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This week, I think we can be excused a Thanksgiving sketch since the holiday is almost here. Plus, we just had a midterm election and everybody voted. Like, everybody. They're still counting some of those votes as I speak. The Democrats retook the House of Representatives, and the president has been wetting his diapers ever since. The less said about him, the better. Plus, Sam's got another song. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour. Well, I'm so glad I can spend Thanksgiving with all my sons, especially since this is our first Thanksgiving after your mother's passing.
We all miss her, Pappy Pops.
Now let's say grace. Lord, thank you for the love we share, the day we enjoy, and the food you have provided us, especially this turkey who fucked. Amen. Who wants a wing? Anybody want a wing?
Pappy Pops, did you say the turkey's fucked?
It's a turkey who fucked. Albertsons had them for regular turkey price. You know those free-range chickens where it's more ethical because they got to run around? This turkey's more ethical because the farmers made sure it got to fuck.
Is that an ethical thing? Because if it is, that is the weirdest ethical thing.
It feels right, and it tastes even righter. You see, a turkey who fucks develops muscles with stronger, sexier taste ions. It's science. Science that's documented in this extensive notarized paperwork.
Whoa, a comprehensive list of the turkey's sexual needs and wants.
It says the turkey like the love poems of Pablo Neruda. And pegging.
Now, let's do grace again and do it right. Lord, thank you for the love we share, the day we enjoy, and the food you have provided us, especially this turkey who fucked. Who was named Emilio? And liked it raw. Amelia likes sex with a little choking.
Pappy Pops, come on!
Who wants the thigh?
Snooze you lose, little bro.
Pappy Pops, the thigh has a tattoo.
Yeah, who's Charlene?
I'm Charlene! You killed him! You killed my beloved Emilio! Take me instead! Take me, turkey version of God!
Not if he takes me first! Get your wings off him, Charlene. He was my lover. Mine. Also, to be clear, I am a sexy male turkey named Rogelio.
Rogelio!
What the hell was that?
That was bisexuality, son. Bisexuality and the wisdom that life is too short to only share physical love with one bird.
Wait a minute. The full tattoo reads, Charlene is not my true love, and neither is Rogelio.
Well, if Emilio teaches us anything, it's that the true cruelty is falling in love.
But who could Emilio's truest true love be?
Mom's ghost!
Even in death, I crave Emilio's touch.
Why, you son of a bitch!
Ooh, We can still eat it, though, right?
Who wants to split the cock ring?
Man on the street!
Democrats have retaken the House of Representatives. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
This means we have a different president, right?
I was hoping we'd impeach by now. Anyone? Mueller? Mueller?
Voting? More like who can color in the circles faster.
And the first session has already been canceled.
I just wanted the Democrats to take the house. Meow.
Meow.
I saw the women putting their stickers on the tombstone of Susan B. Anthony. But they should know it was actually Susan is Anthony.
She's dead now, so wow. It's Susan was Anthony.
Yes, all going according to Russia's plan.
Oh, this was Russia's plan? Damn, I should have voted for the Republicans.
That was also Russia's plan.
Oh, sure. The Democrats get to take back the House. I lost mine in the divorce.
Well, we did it. We fixed America.
We won the House. Everybody go home.
Doctor, we need to operate on this man immediately.
Okay. Scalpeler.
Scalpeler?
Yes, nurse, pass the scalpeler.
I think you mean scalpel.
I'm a doctor. I think I know what a scalpeler is.
Are you a dumb doctor?
No. Yeah, I am. I just got by my dad's connection and money. So much money.
Do you not know how the human body works?
No, not even after 10 years of med school. I really don't.
Then you need 1-800-SURGEON, the only helpline designed to help dumb doctors fake their way through surgery.
But how does they work?
It's simple. Anytime you're in surgery and you don't know what to do, just dial 1-800-SURGEON and we'll walk you right through it.
It's like tech support for people.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go with that. Let's listen in and hear it in action.
1-800-SURGEON, how can I help?
Which one is the kidneys again?
Look around back, right above the butt.
Dr. Smith, I don't think this is a good idea.
Shut up, nurse!
Thanks, 108 doctors. It's 1-800-SURGEON, but close enough. If your parents have enough money, we'll let anything slide.
Speaking of money, each call is only $5,000 per minute. In the United States healthcare system, that's totally cheap.
And the best part is, you can pass that expense along to your patients.
Awesome, I have those.
Let's hear another call.
1-800-SURGEON, how can I help?
My patient is freaking out.
You don't know anything about surgery. You're gonna kill me.
Well, that's an easy one. Just use morphine.
Okay, how much more? Oh, morphine! I get it.
Hey, get that needle away from me. I'm going to slow.
Easy to understand help in every circumstance.
Is that me on the phone?
No, you're you.
But we're both doctors.
Let's hear one more.
Okay, have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
Oh, good idea.
Good as new. Nurse, what's wrong?
Okay, well, this is fucked up, and I'm calling the police.
This is a police officer. What's your crime?
Are you a dumb police officer?
Yeah.
Call our sister company, 1-800-COPPERS, and we'll help you arrest that crooked doctor today.
Wow, that's amazing. Crime lady, please hold. I have to make a call.
That's right, we do it all. And don't forget 1-800-BRIBERY, endorsed by Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen. We've got all you privileged dummies covered. What are you waiting for, dipshit doctors? Give 1-800-SURGEON a call today and turn your malpractice into a wow practice.
This week on the final edition Best of the Year podcast series, Madeleine Albright talks to her cats.
No, I don't believe the president's views about NATO have support on Capitol Hill. Yes, but Congress itself must take that stand to preserve it. A triumph of morality takes a back seat to a failure of initiative. Please don't quote spin. Check your facts, dear.
That's this Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Final Edition podcast series radio broadcast special event.
This sketch about the town spoiler contains spoilers.
This is a spoiler alert.
I think we lost him, Vinny.
No, the cops are just circling around. They know we're around here somewhere.
This is bad, Vinny. When they find us in this donut shop with a suitcase full of cocaine, we'll be finished.
Wait, is that a crate of powdered sugar?
Yeah.
Well, we could ditch the cocaine in there, and then they wouldn't have any evidence.
Hear ye, hear ye.
What the hell?
Ah, goddammit, it's the town spoiler.
Hear ye, hear ye. Here are the spoilers for today. In the mid-credits scene from the movie Venom, the film featuring the longtime Spider-Man villain but does not actually feature Spider-Man, they introduce Cletus Kasady, the serial killer who becomes Venom's dark mirror character Carnage in the comics.
Dude, shut the hell up before the cops find us.
And in Disenchantment, the Netflix original series created by Simpsons creator Matt Groening, there's a blink-and-miss-it cameo by Fry, Bender, and the professor from Futurama!
Bender shows up on Disenchantment? I may have to watch that show!
Vinny, focus!
And at the end of this sketch, Vinny and Eddie's attempt to hide the cocaine in the powdered sugar crate will backfire! The two men will be arrested! Then police will gorge themselves on cocaine-laced donuts and beat the suspects to death in a drug-induced frenzy!
What?! Freeze! Police officer! How did you find us?
We were following the town spoiler on a noise ordinance.
Motherfucker!
6 hours later, in the jail cell.
Visitors for Eddie and Vinny.
The cops!
Nice donuts, asshole!
Oh, no! My sense of dignity!
I told you so!
Also my liver!
This seems very funny in the moment.
Yeah!
Stop stomping on me!
What does your favorite color say about you? We asked noted color expert Alan McClintock.
I'm Alan McClintock, and I can tell a lot about people from their favorite color. For instance,
my favorite color is green.
Ah, green, the color of nature and money. Overall, the color of abundance. How many TVs do you own?
Only 7.
And how many of them work?
Possibly one.
Yeah, my favorite color is blue.
Blue is the color of cool air and water, but it's also the color of authority, such as the police and the post office. This means you're a cop, right? You gotta tell me if you're a cop.
Nope, I just like blue.
You're a cop.
I'm not a cop.
My favorite color is black.
Oh, you are so cool. Can I hang out with you?
No.
Oh, you're perfect.
My favorite color is yellow.
Nobody's favorite color is yellow. Don't be an asshole.
My color is red.
Oh, yeah? That's cool. You want to hang out later? There's this private club in North Hollywood.
Sorry, I'm with someone.
Yeah, and my favorite color is ultraviolet.
Yeah, that checks.
You want to go out with me? My favorite color's pink.
Oh, honey, no. You wouldn't like me.
My color's purple.
Ah, purple. The color of royalty and theatricality.
It's also the helmet color of my old high school football team.
Oh, then you're nothing.
I like white!
You like white as in you like purity and cleanliness, or white as in you're racist and you're seeing how much you can get away with here?
White pride!
Oh, Jesus.
My favorite color is brown.
Ah, brown. The color of academia and antique furniture. You value culture and education.
Sure.
Or you're into shit stuff.
The shit stuff, yeah.
Anybody else?
My favorite color is orange.
You're the guy who killed my dad.
Put your hands up, Orange.
I knew you were a cop.
And that was noted color expert Alan McClintock.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile.
Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The following is a paid advertisement from the Sacramento Short-Term Memory Clinic.
Do you or someone you know suffer from short-term memory loss? Is it difficult to remember loved ones' names or menial tasks throughout the day? Then we can help. Call the Sacramento Short-Term Memory Clinic today or look us up on the web at www.rememberthis.org. Don't forget about us, because we won't forget about you.
The Final Edition Radio Hour. It's funny.
The Final Edition presents scenes from the restaurant where aliens eat humans.
Excuse me, waiter, can you recommend a soup?
Of course, madam. Tonight the chef has specially prepared a mulligatawny stew.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Does it come with a side?
No, but if you wish, we can add some freshly grated parmesan. What can I get for you this evening, sir?
I'd like to try the veal.
Ah, an excellent choice. Let me just put on some baby-making music.
This is a very nice restaurant. I especially like the decor.
No, dear. It's pronounced doctor.
Oh. Well, either way, he's very good in plum sauce.
Waiter, my friend was here last week. He was describing a dish that he couldn't remember what it was called. It was like raw meat, and he said it had a Central Asian flavor.
Yes, our tartare tartare. One of the chef's specialties.
I'll have to remember that for next time.
Is madam prepared to order a main course?
Yes, I think that I'll have the New York stripper steak with garlic body butter.
Very good. That comes with a side of fully loaded mashed pimp potatoes.
You know, that sounds a little heavy. Could I substitute a little gardener salad with rancher dressing?
Of course.
This has been Scenes from the Restaurant Where Aliens Eat Humans.
And now, Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters whose names sound like sex acts.
Snagglepuss. The Great Gazoo. Quick Draw McGraw. The Yakky Doodle. Squiddly Diddly. Augie Doggy. Penelope Pitstop. Grape Ape. El Kabong.
This has been Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters whose names sound like sex acts.
Kaboom!
Hey, watch it, will you, Quickstraw?
Gosh, I'm sorry, Babalooey. I was overcome by a kabongin' frenzy.
The following is a paid advertisement from the Sacramento Short-Term Memory Clinic.
Do you or someone else suffer from short-term memory? Is it hard to remember people's things or stuff you gotta do throughout the week? Then we can help! Contact the Short-Term Memory Place in California today or search for them on the web at www.don'tforgetthis.com. There was a .org.
Forget
about us, because we forget about...
What was this commercial for again?
This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, dull hosts discussing dry books.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, of course.
I see that.
That's a great John Updike.
That's Sundays at 3 o'clock in the morning on the Final Edition Radio Network.
Baby, when we fight, and I know you're not right, well, it kind of makes my whole night. Make me feel like I am a better person just by being a worse one. And when I call you and you don't pick up the phone, you make me feel like maybe I'm okay alone. Baby, I know that you are the one, because you make me look so good in comparison. Honey, I love you. Don't you see? You're the only one in my life who's a bigger mess than me. Baby, I need you. You know it's true. Because everyone would see how much I suck if not for you. When it comes to being mean, you are the greatest that I've ever seen. Oh, but baby, that doesn't bother me, because now I can get all the sympathy. And I know my shit's a mess and not in order, but I'm pretty sure your apartment was on hoarders. And yeah, I hate myself and I get blue, but I don't hate myself nearly half as much as you. Honey, I love you. Don't you see? You're the only one in my life who's a bigger mess than me. Baby, I need you. You know it's true. Because everyone would see how much I suck if not for you. Your problems make me look like I am a beauty queen, the most normal woman anyone has ever seen. Even though my trust issues are amazing, you make me look like I am motherfucking Sandra D. Even though right now I'm so high on Molly, hey, at least it's not heroin. Honey, I love you. Don't you see? You're the only one in my life that's a bigger mess than me. Baby, I need you. You know it's true. Because everyone would see how much I suck if not for you. And if someone like me love a mess like you, then maybe someone can love my mess too.
Oh man, that was a crazy weekend. Listen, I woke up Sunday morning wearing Derek Favors official Utah Jazz jersey, like the real one. And even crazier, there was a family of river otters just playing together in my sink.
Wow. How much did you drink?
Nothing. I don't drink. It's actually kind of scary that I can't even remember what happened.
You should get that checked out. Maybe see a neurologist or something.
Yeah, that's a pretty nuts weekend, Jay, but it doesn't top mine. I went to the new Applebee's that just opened. You know, the one at Eagleburg West Shopping Plaza?
The one off Route 6.
No, the one on West Eagleburg Pike.
Yeah, West Eagleburg Pike is Route 6.
Oh. So anyway, they had this dish. I don't even know how to describe it. It was like a hamburger, but little. Crazy, right? It was everything you'd expect on a hamburger, but small. You'd think it wouldn't be enough food, but here's the thing. They give you three of them.
You're describing sliders, Anthony.
Oh, so you've been there.
Well, no, but every bar and grill in the country serves sliders. It's a pretty common appetizer. You've heard of White Castle, right? That's like their whole thing.
You know, I've heard of it, but that movie made it seem way too hard to get to.
Okay, that's great that you discovered something we've all known about for years, but back to my story. Did I mention that my sink was full of otters?
Yeah, Jay, you already said that.
Oh, I did? Oh, that's not great.
Wait, hold on now. That was just the beginning of my story. There's more, and it gets much wilder.
I think Jay really needs to go see a doctor, Anthony.
So next, they bring up this, well, I should start at the beginning. First, they take corn dough and, I don't know, they bake it or fry it maybe into this delightfully crisp cracker and just lovingly and generously salt it. Frankly, that would have been enough, but no. They added so many things. Beans, onions, tomatoes, grilled steak, melted cheese, guacamole, and then, I still can't believe this, you eat it with your hands.
Anthony, don't act like you don't know what nachos are.
Oh, hey, look, my nose is bleeding for no reason.
Let me finish my story, then we can get Jay the help he may or may not need.
What? Your story is that you went to Applebee's and ordered a ton of apps.
Oh, Hannah. That meal did not end at the beginning. Finally, after I felt I had gorged myself beyond reason, they brought out dessert. It was, you know what? There's no other way to explain it. It was bread made out of chocolate.
Cake. Cake is another way to explain it. Oh, great. Now Jay's dead.
Yeah. He was with me at Applebee's. He ate some poisoned spinach artichoke dip.
That you know.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette beach and the soda water fountain. The lemonade springs while the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountain. Yoodley, yoodley, oodley.
So that was all written by Joe Davis, Barry Lank, Jeopardy champion Alex Schmidt, Ben Kirshner, Brian Fernandez, Jeff Hendrick, and Samantha Gerwitz. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Dominique DeBell, Mike Bisaw, Gil Barron, Keith Saltojanes, Jessica Park, Ebby Parker, Gina Gusto, and Savannah Brown. We had music, as always, from Kevin MacLeod, among others, and we had technical help from the hugely endowed Kurt Carlson. It was all produced and engineered by Barry Lank, who was himself produced and engineered by Dorothy and Jerry Lank. Good night!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.